Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, we're back in this TNT time on Christian Talk, and we're so happy to be here at this time to talk to everybody. And I just want to say hello and welcome to TNT time on Christian Talk with T. Myron Tasila. Hello, Tasila, are you there?
I am there. I'm here. Hi, everybody. I want to say hi to all our friends and family from all over the world, all the ones that are plugged in to us and that are praying for us and praising the Lord with us. Hello.
Hello, and hello, everyone. This would be a good time for you to pick up your phones or grab your computers, go to your inbox or text your family or whatever it takes, but encourage your friends and family members to dial in. And dial in right now. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Let me repeat that. 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of Timar and Tasila, or click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular show, and you could see it on Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, you know, or just go to Solar Records Radio, solarrecordsradio.com, and scroll a little bit and listen to Christian Talk, and you'll hear the entire program. Just in case you miss this program, you can always go there and see it later in the week, okay? Now, what else? We will also be on KBRG, The Bridge, and you can go to Radio KBRG, thebridge.com on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Now, this is Pacific time, okay? So tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., you can check out Christian Talk on The Bridge, KBRG, The Bridge. Just go to KBRG, thebridge.com on Thursday. And another good thing, too, is that if you guys are looking for a place to worship, well, we have a place for you. You're looking for a place to worship? Come and worship with us. Worship with us. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. So those of you who know where Upland is, come on. And worship with us. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And we're near 11th Street. We're located in an upper room. For those of you who are familiar with Upland, we're near 11th Street. So just come on out and worship with us. Our services start at 1:30 in the afternoon. That's right, 1:30 in the afternoon. So there's no excuses. No excuses. If you sleep in or something, you still can come to church, okay? So we're here for you. And let me see. Oh yes, we something new. I'm doing my announcements right now, Pastor Tasila. Something new. We are on TV now. We're on HSBN.TV. And our television show is called The Message of Life. The Message of Life. You could actually see it now if you go, after this broadcast. You can go and check it out on YouTube if you like. Just go to YouTube and go to HSBN.TV or HSBN Network, and you will scroll a little bit, and then you'll see us. The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila, TNT. And just go ahead and click on it, and you'll see us and hear the message that we have for you there. Okay? All right, listen, I've said a mouthful already. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Another minute, not an hour, another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left, while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila. Pastor Tasila, I hope that you are really ready for the show, the program, really, and some of the things that we're going to be talking about. But wait a minute, hold on. I'm hearing something. Hold up. Wait. What is it? Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's official. It is official. This is the sealing of it. We're sealing the deal. It is TNT time, and we're ready for either our question, our topic, or whatever it is for today. Pastor Tasila, what do we have?
Oh, we have something that is tireless to me, and as long as we have millions of Christians and they all have to understand what it means to be manifested with Christ. So we're going to talk about that and the manifestation, because God calls us his sons. No matter how many features your electrical parts have, because we all buy a lot of electronics, everybody has a phone. Unless you plug it in, it remains dead. Unless it's plugged into a wall unit, a Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or whatever it requires, all the great features are unavailable until the connections are made. And it's the same with us. Unless we are plugged into the Holy Spirit, we are powerless. In this scripture in John 15, the Lord says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He's the vine. We are his branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Other than the fact that nothing can be done without him, just like an electronic unit must be connected. It's the same thing. But, you know, we see a lot of man-made Christianity. We see people doing things on their own. But you can't. We can't. We have to have this personal connection with Christ. What we're talking about, he is all. And all we're trying to explain him without him, which you can't do.
Yeah.
You can't talk about or give a revelation of who he is without him explaining to you all who he is. So doing church without Christ is really not a good idea, or preaching without Christ is not a good idea. But let's look
not
at the
all.
Words of our great our great bridegroom, warrior, king. I call Jesus. Jesus, he's so many things, but sometimes he's a warrior and sometimes he's our bridegroom, but he's always our king. And he says that if a man remains in me and I in him, which we know Christ in you, then he can bring forth much fruit. He has made his abode in you. That's because Jesus considers his people actually kings and priests and joint heirs with God. And Revelation 14:5 speaks about the sons of God. It says, these are they that follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. It is a spirit-led ministry of twice-born Christians, born of water and Holy Spirit of God. Romans 8:14 speaks on it. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So being born again and filled with God's Spirit and following the Lamb's lead, as we can see, these are just some of the qualifications of being plugged in. You know, a lot of times people are always pushing, read your Bibles, because you have to stay fired up. The Word of God has its own sanctification and fire within the pages of the Word. And being plugged in is just part of that. You can't do anything aside of God and his word, because his word is one. They're the same. God is his word. And Revelation, it speaks of a judgment also that is coming on earth. A lot of people feel like we're in it right now. We're at the beginning. We're in the beginning. We are at the beginning. But the judgment and destruction is for the old order, the old way of doing things. And as we move forward into this new way that God has of doing things, you'll see the old is out and the new will become the way of doing things. Man's way of doing things is out. The old order of natural in this natural realm is passing away, and a new order is being established. God's regime of spirit-led believers, sons, are on the rise. The sons of God are on the rise. You're going to begin to see them popping up everywhere. Progressively, the superior light of the kingdom of God will make dim the light of the old order. And that's because Jesus is the light, and you are his light of the world. That will soon be manifested and will not be hid any longer. Right now, you see two people. You can't tell who has the light and who doesn't, and unless you can see in the spirit or you're a seer or something.
But
you just see two people that look the same. You don't know what's what. But soon, you will see that is hidden will be manifested. And you will find in the book of Revelations that the winds of judgment, as I was saying, are being held back until the sons of God have been sealed in their foreheads with the thoughts and the mind of Christ. We are sealed with God's Holy Spirit and fire. Revelation 7:3 says, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads," which means we are protected from the judgment. One little sidebar I have to mention, though, we are really in a real serious time right now. And you can stand on the outside and wait to see what's going to happen, or you can get in your place right now and put on the full armor of God and be counted. The seriousness of what I am saying is those who choose to remain in the outer courts can easily become a casualty. That's how serious it is. If you have a couple of things, if you want to remain in the outer courts and be a looky-loo and wait, you know, you can easily become a casualty. The choice is yours, and it's up to you as, you know, how far or that you want to go. And the Lord, you can remain in the outer courts or serve in the inner courts like a real, true high priest. God says you are priest. He called you priest because when you come in the inner court and you bring your prayers, it's like an incense unto the Lord, and it goes up before him. And the things that you're praying about on this earth comes into his throne room. And you are like a high priest because when you're in his throne room in the inner courts, he hears your prayers. And it says we are sealed in our minds so we will see it. This is the purpose of being sealed in our minds, so that we will see it the way he does. See, we can feel it the way he does and do whatever the Father requires of us to be done. These are they. Speaking on the sons of God that follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. Why? Because it's a spirit-led ministry. We are his still kings and priests and joint heirs with God. We should all be manifesting the presence and the thoughts of God. You know, you all see that man left to himself is continually evil. We all see that his mind is always on war and more. And not necessarily in that order, but if they don't receive more, then it will be war. How man is, you know, is. And we need the mind of God in so many areas. It's a lack of the word and mind of God. And you could easily see it that we need it in our educational system, our judiciary system, and you could see how lawlessness has ran rampant. And laws are also being made to justify man's evil agendas. 1 Corinthians 3:23 says, we are not our own, we are Christ. But if we are operating like mere men, Jesus is saying we're not supposed to be just operating and making up our own rules and laws and regulations as we go along. He already laid it out for us. That's mm-hmm. why Jesus is the first among many brethren. If Jesus is the first, then there is many more. But what should we right. be manifesting, you might ask, Sister Tazila? You're manifesting the Christ in you. That's what you're manifesting. The hope of glory, just like yeast quietly rises in bread, the kingdom rises in you. Luke 17:21 says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, that is something to think about. That means that
right.
God wants your conditions to change within you regarding that. Why is the kingdom of God within you? God starts like a little mustard seed inside of you with his light and his kingdom until you and your spirit man becomes full bloom, until you become to the fullness of the stature of Christ. And that is fulfilling the prayers of Jesus. You see, Jesus always knew the eternal purposes of God. He already knew that God wants to manifest himself in you and through you. God poured out his spirit on the day of Pentecost. We all remember that, with the intentions of his spirit being poured out on all flesh. And Joel 2 says, as the morning spreads upon the mountains, and this is something, a great people and a strong, there has not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. He says, a fire will devour before them, and behind them a flame burneth. And the land is as the Garden of Eden before them. That's the kingdom of heaven set before them. And behind them will destroy, and behind them will be a desolate wilderness. This kingdom fire before them will destroy anything that's not of God. And that's what the changing of the new world order is for us, the removal of this evil system. Joel 2:32 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance in God's assembly, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call, that's the church which is his body. It's going to be deliverance in the body, in the church of God. You see, there is a small remnant that care about the things that God cares about. But right now, brothers and sisters, the entire earth, and you have to admit it, is groaning. A lot of people are in depression, oppression, and they're in deep thought because people are in fear. They're wondering what's next. People are troubled because they have to go to work, but their pay doesn't meet the gas prices that they're using. They get the gas for every day. It's just a lot of groaning and going on with the human race, and not just in the United States, but all over the world. And Romans 8:23, it kind of talks about that. And it says, for we know that the whole creation groaning and travailing in pain together. Because, you know, when you're feeling the pain of others, you know, people aren't just in pain by themselves. Their pain affects others. And it says, for we know that the whole creation's groaning and travailing in pain together, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Something has to break. Something has to happen. Somebody has to believe about this. Isaiah 10:27 puts it like this, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, whose burden? The enemy's burden that's causing everyone to groan and moan at this time, that his burden shall be taken away off thy neck and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. There's a great anointing that's coming to God's people. And I can't say that enough, but I want people to know that so that they can believe and have faith for it. I want you to petition God about that. Lord, send your anointing, you know, to this realm. Because it's up to us to cry out to the Lord so that he can break the powers of darkness. It says also the yoke and the fallen nature will be completely broken because of God's anointing, a greater anointing. I remember in the book of Acts, after they received the Holy Spirit in chapter 2 and 4, they received it again because there was more needed. And that is the same thing. I just don't like it when we as Christians have a stake and we drive it and we go no further. And then we have needs, but we don't know what that God wants to do, bigger things, greater things with us, among us, through us, for us. But he said he can't operate in unbelief. You have to have a belief system. Ephesians 4:30 says, the Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. Now you might ask, is there more? Yes, there is more in Christ.
Yes.
He is what we are being manifested with. Until we're into the full stature of Christ, there's more. Jesus is our inheritance. I love one of the most beautiful prayers in the Bible I've ever heard was the one that Jesus prayed in John 17:21. And Jesus clearly explains what it clearly means to be a manifested son of God. Jesus said, Father, I pray for them to be one with us so that the world will recognize that you sent me. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given to them, so that they may be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. God wants us to experience the unity that he has with the Father. Jesus wants us and the Father, and even when the Lord said, let us, meaning Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father, make them into our image and likeness. It goes back to even that when Jesus is saying, let them experience the same unity that we enjoy. God wants to enjoy you and be unified with you. You, and he went on to say beautiful words, you live fully in me and I live fully in them. Oh, my God. It's just too beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus is asking the Father that the unity that the Father would live fully in him and that he will live fully in us. And then when Jesus said that if a man loves me, then our Father and I will come and we will make our abode in him. There's so many scriptures that goes right back to that. The eternal purposes of God is for us to be manifested sons of God, all flesh filled with the fullness of God, manifesting his presence. Two more scriptures for the unbeliever. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we should be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We are always being transformed into his image. God is doing a great work. That's the great work that's being done on inside of each and every one of us. And one more blessed and holy scripture, Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. That means sisters too. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. Amen.
Yes.
Brother T. God bless
Amen.
You all with that.
Yes, indeed. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back. That was beautiful.
Love, the kind of love I need in my life.
You are listening to TNT Time on Christian Talk Radio. Thank you, Lord. We're still talking about the manifestation of the sons of God. And you know something, Pastor Tasila?
What is that?
We always hear people say things like, "I'm the king's kid," or "I'm a child of God." I'm a child of the king. You know, they're trying to say mm-hmm. that they're sons of God. But they say it. And they're right by saying they're sons of God, but they say it, and they take it lightly. And that lets you know that, when they take it lightly like that, it becomes a cliche.
That's what I was going to say, a cliche.
That in itself will let you know that they don't quite understand what it means to truly be a son of God. They don't know there's a mystery even about us truly being sons and daughters of God. If you are a true son of God, and I'm talking about a true son of God, then the manifestation of who and what you are will be seen before all people, all mankind. To manifest means to make obvious or to be made obvious. It means to be clearly seen, to be brought to light. In plain sight, it means to display or show. People should be able to see that you are a son of God. They should be able to see it when we are fully.
That's true.
And they'll see it when we're fully matured, when we are truly walking as sons and daughters in his kingdom realm. And see, we can be in that kingdom realm while we're here on earth. Understand that. It's more than just saying you are a son of God. You have to prove it. You have to show it. And the world wants you to prove it. Christians at this time, sad to say, we can't prove who we are. And you made that, you made that quite clear when you said, you see one Christian and non-Christian can't really tell who's who, who's the son
difference.
Of God and who's not. We can't tell the difference. Why? Because we are still growing. You see, here's the reason. We are still growing into our full sonship. We're still growing, Christians. Jesus is the Son of God, and he was acknowledged by the Father himself. And Jesus back then and can still, even now, prove it. He has proven that he's the Son of God. He's proven it time and time again, over and over again, and he still continues to prove it to this day. God became the Father when he established and revealed Jesus as his Son. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Keep in mind, we need the heavens to be opened unto us. And he, John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descending upon Jesus as a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is my beloved Son. This is the Lord saying, acknowledging. Yes. God wants us to be his sons, but we must first truly, and I mean truly, believe in the Lord and receive him. As it is written in John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. We must become the sons of God? Yes. And God has to give us the power to become the sons of God. He has to give us the power to do it.
We're receiving him. as many as received him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If them, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
So that means that self-will is out. If you're receiving God, then you're not doing your
mm-hmm.
own self-will. You're doing
Absolutely.
God's will, receiving his will, receiving him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Even to them that believe on his name. Believe.
Mm-hmm.
Receive and believe, which were born, and get this, which were born, and that means literally born again or brought to life by the Spirit of the living God, not of blood, which were born not of blood, which means not born of fallen natured man, nor of the will of the flesh. This birth is not a fleshly thing. This birth is not a fleshly thing, nor of the will of man. This is not man's will or man's plan, but they are born
of the Holy
of God.
Spirit,
it's right. You are born of God, not born of anything pertaining to man, but born of God. So
Hallelujah.
Then what are we saying? In order to be the sons of God, we must be fully and truly born again, because as sons,
mm-hmm.
we must be able to enter into God's kingdom realm. As Jesus said
mm-hmm.
in John chapter 3, verse 5, he said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." We have to enter in. But we have to be born again. And then Peter added one more thing. He added God's incorruptible seed. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Now being born again, not of corruptible seed, but being born again by incorruptible seed, of incorruptible seed. By the word of God,
mm-hmm.
which liveth, continually live, and abideth, which means continually abide forever. The seed of God, the incorruptible seed, we must truly be born of the Spirit of the living God, because then we have
mm-hmm.
God's incorruptible seed in us. And that incorruptible seed is Jesus Christ himself. And his Spirit is placed
mm-hmm.
within us the moment we receive him and accept him as our Lord and Savior. And then we nourish that seed within us every time we partake of this Holy Communion, of his blood and his body and his blood, which is the Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
To be born of the Spirit means that we have stepped into eternity. When we're born of the Spirit, we have stepped into eternity. And Jesus explained it perfectly when he said in John chapter 3, verse 8, he said, "The wind bloweth," he means continually blow, "where it will," or "where it listeth," where it will.
Mm-hmm.
"And thou hearest," we can hear the sound thereof, "but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth." We can't tell
mm-hmm.
where it came from or where it's going. And then he goes on and says, "So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." That was a good analogy. So
Amen.
Is he, anyone, everyone that is born of the Spirit. God is eternal. He has no beginning
mm-hmm.
of days and no end of life. Therefore, when we are born of him, then we step into eternity. God is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he is always in the now. Here I go again. With that God being in the now. When you are
mm-hmm.
now, you have no beginning and no end, because you're always now. When we are truly and fully born again, we are in the now. We are forever now, always existing. Therefore, we have no end.
Mm-hmm.
We shall always
mm-hmm.
exist. When you wake
mm-hmm.
up in the morning, it's now. When you go to bed at night, it's now. Every time, even now, is now. So then it goes like this. In order to be complete and total sons of God, we, both men and women, boys and girls, old and young, must be born of water, spirit, and incorruptible seed. When all of this is done, then we await our change into the full likeness and image of the glorified Jesus Christ. This is the change that has already been predestined for us. This change, as it is written in Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He's the firstborn. See, he's the last Adam. Some people call him the second Adam, but that's not true. He's the last Adam, the firstborn among many brethren. That means there will be a secondborn, a thirdborn, fourthborn, and on until there's no end to the number.
Right.
What does all of this mean? It means that we are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This is still a mystery to many people. 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Changed into what? We are going to be changed from glory to glory to glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Ooh, this gets deep. When we are a son of God, and you're right, when we are a son of God, that means that as born-again people, we continue to grow. Now, when I say son of God or sons of God, when we're the sons of God, that includes women as well. It's men and women.
Amen.
We continue to grow. We continue to expand. We continue to wax strong in the spirit. We continue to change in glory. We continue to do that. We continue to change in glory until we are exactly like the glorified Jesus Christ. John made this clear to us in 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Wait, pause. There it is again. We're going to change. We're going to become something. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. So that's what we're going to become, like him. For we shall see him as he is. We will see Jesus in all of his beautiful glory. And then we will be changed into that same glory. Praise the Lord. To be a son of God means that we are. It means that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Keep in mind that to be a son of God is to be an heir. The sons of God are heirs. We are men, women, and children because we are all joined to Christ Jesus as one. To be a true son of God means that we will be anointed to do the true, pure ministry of Jesus Christ. We will bear or carry his four faces of ministry, as it is written in Ezekiel 1:10. The form of their faces was that of a man, and each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and also the face of an eagle. Now, although Ezekiel was describing the heavenly beings that he saw in heaven, he was also prophesying the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth. We are to carry or bear the four faces of Jesus Christ, which is the face of a man, because he is the Son and now we are sons because he's made it so. And if we're sons, that means we're heirs with Christ. We carry or bear the face of Jesus as a lion, which means king, because he is our king, and he has made us kings, kings and priests, and we shall rule with him forever. We carry or bear the face of Jesus as an ox, which means servant, because Jesus serves. He serves the Father, and he serves us. Therefore, we are to serve. Serve the Father. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Serve each other and serve the people. We are his workers, his servants. We carry the face of Jesus Christ as the eagle, because the eagle means judgment. Jesus is our great judge, and he has made us his judges. His judges. Mm-hmm. This is the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth, which only the true born-again sons of God can do. Keep in mind that it is written that we will judge angels, remember? Yes, God is raising up judges in this hour to judge with righteous judgment. And believe it or not, the world and all creation is waiting for us. Yes, the world and this entire earth is waiting for the sons of God. And you read it earlier, and I'm going to read it again. Romans 8:19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Just think about it. Jesus wants us to be as he is. He is the great shepherd, and he has made us his shepherds. He is our high priest, and he has made us his kings and priests. He is the Son of God, and he has made us sons of God. We are what he is, and we do what he does. Jesus, just as Jesus heals the sick, just as he healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons, multiplied food, walked on water, created money in the mouth of a fish, controlled the weather, and so on, we are his greater works people. Therefore, we will do what he does. And even greater works shall we do, because he ascended up to the Father, and then he returned to us in spirit, the Holy Spirit. Here's the conclusion. We have revealed to you the works of the sons of God and how to identify them and how you yourself can become a real, true son of God as well. All it takes is love, faith, and a strong desire for him first, and then receiving the sevenfold Holy Spirit anointing of fire power, which is the seven spirits of God remaining on you. We are to have true, true obedience and a determination to glorify the Father no matter what, no matter what the cost. Can you do that? Ask yourself, can I do that? Are you willing to do that? If so, then let's move forward in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name and under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Woo! Praise God. Praise Hallelujah.
Jesus. Wow. You know, we still have a few minutes left. Pastor Tosila, is there anything that you maybe want to add or share?
Not at this time. I think we'll be right back. If you guys hold on, we're going to play another song for you, and then we'll be right back.
Praise the Lord. Since we're at the end of the program, we're going to say amen. Here's power to you. Praise the Lord.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say